I can remember the first time that I went to the Kentucky Women Writers Conference, and it was really eye-opening for me as a woman.
The 40th Annual Kentucky Women Writers Conference takes place September 13th through 16th. I'm Julie Rinn, director of the conference, and one writer we'll feature is Sarah McCart Jackson, who is here with me today. Sarah is a poet, naturalist, and folklorist. She has a new collection of poetry, Stonelight, published this month and winner of the Ehrlich Prize in Oregon, as well as several poetry chapbooks. She is the owner of Stonelight Studio, home of Apple Cider Vinegar Press. Welcome, Sarah.
Hi, Julie. Thanks for having me.
I'd like to start our conversation with the poems in your chapbook, Children Born on the Wrong Side of the River. Can you talk a little bit about what inspired those characters and why you chose to write through them?
Sure. A lot of my poetry is inspired by folklore. So Children Born on the Wrong Side of the River started from a lot of folk belief. Some people would call them superstitions, but we call them folk belief in the folklore world, about children. And one of those folk beliefs is it's bad luck to have your children born on the wrong side of the river. So if it's flooding and you are about to deliver your child and you're on the wrong side of the river, your children will grow wild.
Interesting. Okay, well, I'm glad you mentioned the folklore because you describe yourself as not just a poet, but also a naturalist and a folklorist. What drew you to those other forms of storytelling and remembering?
So I do have my MFA in poetry, but I also concurrently pursued a master's in folk studies at Western Kentucky University. What drew me to folklore was really the idea of folk narrative. I grew up in a family that tells a lot of stories. My granny and papaw and my aunts and my cousins, every Sunday we would meet for dinner and everybody had a story to tell about their week or what they did at church that day. So I sort of was raised in a storytelling type of family. Folklore came really naturally to me as a poet. It's another way to explore poetry and folklore together.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting that you had that wonderful family tradition. It reminds me of the work of Wendell Berry. He often talks about how communities tell stories about themselves to each other and create their own culture in that way. And it sounds like you were very much raised in that environment.
Definitely. And they still meet every Sunday.
That's amazing. So your new book, Stonelight, is supposed to be published any day now. And I'm wondering if you could read a poem from it for us.
Certainly. In this book, Stonelight, there are several epistolary poems where the main character, Ora, O-R-A, is writing to her husband, Eli. So I'll read you one of those letters. My dearest Eli, the spring peepers cling to the trees, our rooms the shape of chirping, and I'm starting to believe I can hear the shadow of an owl's wings swooping over the soft, rotten leaves, an appleseed shoot pushing from a mushy core. Tonight's sunset ashened in the cow's lowing as she lay down to pasture her bones. Night swells mud thick as the river floods our steep gap. I am thinking of you in the burrows of Roxburgh and the lattice light tearing beneath the river stone. Your name slowly turns our soil over the plow's tongue, the space between a rattled walnut, its woody shell. I feel your breath in the green-cut meat of the season's saplings. But do you hear me as your body rises through the poplar sap? See how the wing shade shudders through my heart when I remember you here, when I cup your face, plant it in every magnolia bud. And I think each day the night settles back in the hollows because the dark has nowhere else to go. Your sassafras, your aura.
That was lovely. Thank you. So many things to ask you about with that. The epistolary form is, of course, an old form in novels. It's not as typical for poems to be in that format. How did you become interested in the epistolary poem?
Sure. Well, I was wondering, in Stonelight, Eli has to move to a coal camp, and he leaves his family back on the farm. And I wondered, how would Aura and Eli communicate with one another? So I had her writing letters to him, and his children also write letters to him. And it's unclear, really, in the book whether or not the letters are received by Eli. But it was very interesting to me to think about what Aura would say to Eli and what her children would say to their father.
And the folklore has this sense of something in the past also continuing into the present. Do these stories in your mind take place during a particular decade, or is there a timeless quality to them?
I'd like to think they have a timeless quality. I did do research for a specific time period. Originally, I started these poems set at the end of the turn of the last century, so when there was a shift from subsistence farming to coal mining economies. But I would like to think that they can stand alone today, too.
Mm-hmm. So I wanted to ask you, so you are reading at the Kentucky Women Writers Conference, and this is a longstanding program. It's our 40th annual year, and we very much welcome men to our audiences, but we feature only the work of women writers. How do you think women benefit from having a conference of their own?
I can remember the first time that I went to the Kentucky Women Writers Conference, and it was really eye-opening for me as a woman. I was a young woman several years ago. I had received the postgraduate scholarship, which was quite an honor. And I remember during the opening, looking around, and I was surrounded by women who loved writing, whether they were writers or avid readers, and that really moved me. It still moves me today. I think it's really important for women to support each other in this way, to be surrounded by other women.
I'm very happy to hear that.
Yes.
I certainly agree. Yes. That's why we do it. And I think that's why it keeps going and keeps having the support of the community that it does, as well as a national following. My guest has been poet Sarah McCart Jackson. As part of the Kentucky Women Writers Conference, she will read from her work on Sunday, September 16th, at 10 a.m. at the Carnegie Center, along with Erin Chandler and Lisa Cross Smith. This event is free admission. For more information, visit www.kentuckywomenwriters.org or call 859-257-2874. For WBKY's Bookmarks, I'm Julie Randall.